Prime Minister Abdiwele Mohamed Ali vowed that the bomb blast outside Somalia's education ministry would increase his transitional government's resolve to crush the extremist group Al-Shabaab.
This is the best time to intervene, as we cannot watch these cowards to regroup and carry out more vicious and cowardly acts. Most of those killed were students and families waiting to hear the results of their scholarship exams.
Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the bombing. A spokesman warned Mogadishu residents to expect more attacks on government buildings. African Union peacekeepers broke Al-Shabaab's 3-year stranglehold on Mogadishu in August after weeks of heavy fighting, driving the extremists into rural areas hard hit by famine. Speaking to reporters while on a visit to Addis Ababa, Prime Minister Ali said the hardline Islamist extremists are becoming desperate as people increasingly blame them for blocking distribution of food aid.
It shows the weakness of Al-Shabaab. They lost the fight, they lost the battle, and resorting to violence and killing innocent people is the weakness of Al-Shabaab. Violence against innocent people will not inculcate fear in the people's mind as they intend to, but this will rather lead to their demise and isolation. Actually, they have already lost the hearts and the minds of the Somali people.
The Prime Minister called the bombing a crime on top of the crime of preventing food aid from reaching desperate Somalis in the famine zone, effectively condemning many people to death.
Those severely affected by this famine are those under the yoke of Al-Shabaab. They denied access of relief aid to Somalia. And adding insult to injury, this is what they did again to Somali people. They denied food aid and relief aid to reach them. That's why a lot of them came to Mogadishu for safety and succor.
Al-Shabaab has a history of suicide attacks against government facilities and African Union peacekeepers. 3 government ministers and several newly graduated doctors were among 24 people killed in an attack in Mogadishu in December 2009. The extremist group is trying to drive out Prime Minister Ali's fragile Western-backed administration and install a government based on Islamic Sharia law in the strategically located Horn of Africa country. Western governments fear that an Al-Shabaab victory would clear the way for Al-Qaeda to use Somalia as a base for terrorist operations. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.